in the local ministry here, the grace, we've always esteemed others. And Gavin had a comment there. I'm introducing. I know you're ready to preach. I'm not going to take up no time. But sometime he made a statement. He said, "Elder, if you esteem me higher than you, and I esteem you higher than me, we all covered." Mm-hmm. So thank God for grace, and thank God since I've been working with the ministry with Elder Nicholson and Gavin and Sister Karen. Nobody's trying to preach. Mm-hmm. We're just here to serve. Yeah, and we understand that, because if everything is decreed, your day will come anyway. Because God works everything up. Anyway, at this time, we're in for a treat. We're in for a treat because Deacon Gavin, who I've been working with him for 12 years, that's a wonderful brother in the Lord, one of the deacons. That's why I said, "Deacon, he's supposed to be counting the money." See, people don't understand. Deacon slash minister.
That's right.
Oh, you know what? Religion, I mean, you know what? The tradition of men have all been messed so many of us up. Deacon, the minister. Amen. So thank God, without any further ado. Thank God for the ministry. Again, thank God for everyone here and in for a treat. At this time, Deacon Howard Gavin is going to come forward now and give us, we don't know what direction he's coming from, but we know this, he's preaching grace. He's giving us the word for the hour, the gospel of the grace of God. At this time, let's give the Lord a further hand. The Lord, the Deacon Howard Gavin, is going to come forward now and give us the message for the hour. Deacon Howard Gavin. Amen.
Praise Jesus. Let church say amen again. Amen. We certainly praise God for that. I've been blessed to have the Lord give me a pastor that loves the word of God, and brethren in the ministry whom the Lord has caused to love the word of God and be wonderful, just wonderful to work with. So before we get going, we're going to do what we always need to do before we attempt anything, or even cause to attempt anything. We're going to ask the Lord blessing. So let us pray. Now, righteous and eternal God, our Father, Lord, we thank you. We praise you much, Lord, for all that you've already shown us, our hearts have experienced, Lord God, that we've received in our spirit and understanding. We're praying, Lord God, in thy mercy, thy grace, and according to thy will, that, Lord, you will manifest your word unto this thy precious people. Cause each and every soul, Lord, to know that what is done, what is wrought, Lord, you did it. And that the love of God, which passes knowledge, is still right now present. We pray blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Won't you turn with me, first of all, to Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're going to look like I've settled on verses 16 through 19, 16, 17, 18, and 19. It's nothing like knowing where you stand. Maybe some of us have said it, you know, in our lifetime. So I just want to know where I stand, whether it be a job or a relationship, or whatever, as far as commerce or business, we like to know where we stand. Amen. So there's just nothing like knowing where you stand. It can make all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. And we're going to read and find out just where we stand and more. We'll find out not only where we stand at now in the present, where we stand with God, what we have, if we have anything, and what we can expect, if we can expect anything. We just want to be clear.
Amen.
And we're going to let the scriptures speak to our hearts. Amen. Nothing like knowing. And the scriptures do speak to us. They speak very plainly and clearly through exegesis, and that is digging out the Holy Spirit's intended meaning, what he was actually saying in the scriptures. So, first of all, we're going to read from the translation, the King James translation. You may have another translation, but we are not dependent on any translations. We exegete. We go and dig out the literal meaning. We're going to read from the King James translation, Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 19. Matter of fact, Ella, I want you to take it right on through the context and read verses 16 through 23 from the King James Version. And then we're going to speak to your hearts. Pray God the Holy Spirit will bless me, use me to be a blessing in your midst. It's God that do the blessing. It's God that does the illumination. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. And he's the one that will have to resonate his word to your spirit in order for you to know, to understand, and to be blessed and benefit. Elle, you have, Elle Nixon is our designated reader. Elle Nixon, you have Romans 8, beginning at verse 16 through 23, King James Version. Yeah. Amen. Read somewhat freely, Elle. I say somewhat because I might jump in, I may not. But read freely.
Romans 8, 16, King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit
mm-hmm.
that we are...
The King James Version right there calls it Spirit itself. Amen. Read on.
That we are the children of God.
The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
And if children...
And if children...
Then heirs...
Then heirs.
Heirs of God...
Mm-hmm.
And joint heirs with Christ.
Yes.
If so be that we suffer with
mm-hmm.
him... that we may also be glorified together.
Now, let me say bring one point right here. It seems that the inference here is if we suffer with him, then we'll be glorified together. But in grace, there are no conditions. That smells of a condition the way it's worded. But in grace, there are no conditions. Amen. Grace means not only without merit, it means no merit. Nothing that we contribute can gain us acceptance with God. Oh, I know we like to think pretty well of ourselves sometimes, but all sin and come short of the glory of God. We just come up short every time. Praise God. Jesus himself said, if a man shall keep the whole law, we're not under law now, we're under grace. But in the kingdom gospel, Jesus said, if a man shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of the whole law. The law is one. He has broken it all. And he has therefore come short of that which God accepts. Perfectness. Perfection. Perfect righteousness. We don't have it. All right. Read on, Ella.
For I reckon. That the sufferings of this present time
mm-hmm.
are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Now, next week, could you read that one again? Pay close attention, saints.
For I reckon
mm-hmm.
that the sufferings of this present time,
the sufferings of this present time, right now, whatever it is,
mm-hmm. are not worthy to be compared with.
They're just not worthy to stand up against. To be compared with what?
The glory which shall be revealed in us.
With the glory which shall be revealed in us. I know shall be, make it sound like it's future, but you're talking about a done deal here.
I know it.
It's done. Well, I don't see it. It's done. God's word said it's done. That's why we got to quit going or trying to go by what we see and start going by God's word.
Amen.
God's word is right. We see a lot of things. Some of it be on target, but a whole lot of it don't necessarily be on target. Amen.
Amen.
All right, read on, Ella.
For the earnest expectation of the creature
mm-hmm.
waited for the manifestation of the sons of God.
That word is creation, the earnest expectation of the creation. Mm-hmm. All creation is waiting for manifestation of the sons of God. It's waiting on you and me. It's waiting on our manifestation. There's a reason it's waiting. Something got to go first. All right, read, Ella.
For the creature was made subject to vanity.
The creation was made subject unto vanity. Mm-hmm.
Okay, not willingly.
Not willingly, of course.
but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope.
Who's it sound like in control there? God. God the Creator. But by reason of him who made it subject to vanity, amen, who have subjected also the same unto glory of the sons of God, of the children of God. All right, read on.
Because the creature itself also,
the creation itself also,
shall be delivered from bondage.
Shall be, all creation is cursed. It shall be delivered from the bondage and the curse of what?
Corruption.
Corruption.
Into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Into the glorious liberty of the children of God. And we ourselves also will be manifestly delivered from corruption. You want to know where it is? You ain't got to look across the room. It's right here. This bad boy is something to deal with.
Amen.
It gets us in trouble. It causes us to fall out, causes us to mess up, trip, everything. It is something to be reckoned with. Read on, Ella.
For we know that the whole creation groaneth.
We know that's a present indicative. It's not conjecture here, but we know. An indicative is a fact. A fact is something that exists as true. It is. How else could it be a fact if it's not? If it is not, how else could it be a fact? A fact is that which is. We know that the whole creation groaneth
and travaileth in pain together until now.
Until now.
And not only they, but ourselves also.
The creation and us also. Some of us would like to be rid of ourselves. God has caused that. If you just hunky-dory with yourself and can just kiss your hand, day in and day out, something's out of kelter. We are subject, amen, we are subject to corruption in the flesh. Sin resides, the sin nature resides in the flesh.
Amen.
Praise God. And God is going to get rid of sin and that in which the sin nature resides in. Did you finish that, Ella?
No, I didn't.
We groan within ourselves.
Which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body.
Amen. Now that reads differently. We're not going to have individual spiritual bodies or any other kind of body, individuals. There's one body. We are all members out of part. We make up the one body. Christ the head. We are all individual members of that one body. We're not going to be off doing our own thing. We are members, amen, of his body, and we are in him. In him. Now, you'll find this familiar, which we're going to speak regarding today. You'll find it very familiar. And the gentleman to my left will find it most familiar. We want to put this thought in your spirit, comprehending and distinguishing actualization in eternity by God's decree from manifestation in time. Comprehending, that is understanding the meaning of, understanding and being able to tell the difference, that is distinguishing, to tell one from the other. Understanding the meaning of, and being able to tell the difference, to tell the one from the other. What? Actualization by God's decree in eternity from manifestation in time. I think a meaning will help, definition would help at this point. When you say actualization, it has as an adjective the root word actual. As a verb, it is actualized, an action word. And as a noun, it is actualization. Noun meaning a person, place, or thing. It is actualization. And it means that that exists as a fact. I'm sorry, that's wrong meaning. Actualization means that which God had brought into existence. Amen. That which the Lord has brought into being or existence. That is actualization. It coming into being or come to be or coming into existence. And God does not do it by going out working and building. He does it by a saying. And that saying is the word of God. If the Lord has said it, if he has spoken it, it is. It is. It only awaits what comes next, manifestation. Everything does not manifest at the same time. God manifests it according to his purpose, and his purpose, amen, is an eternal purpose. Manifestation. Manifestation means that which is shown or clearly revealed. It is that which is made visible. It is the revelation or revealing is what shows up. It's the revelation or revealing of that which has been actualized by and through God's decree or his speaking it into existence. Actualization and manifestation. Actualization is in eternity. Manifestation is in time. Now let me use this. I did this last night. I'm going to use a visual aid, and for the listening audience on the internet, I'll say what I have in my hand. I have a piece of cardboard with the center cut out. I know it looks like an eye, but it symbolizes a capsule. And it's been cut out, and the center has been cut out of that. Now, I want you to think in these terms. Manifestation is in time. It is what we see, what shows up in time. That is symbolized by the inner cut out portion of this cardboard. Actualization, by God's decree in eternity, think outside the box with me, is what is outside of this box. Manifestation and creation, that which we see and shows up inside, along with time. This is the time capsule. Praise God. Actualization is in eternity. There's nothing actualized or created in time. God is not making up things or making daily decisions as he go along. It has all been actualized in eternity by God speaking it. And it shows up in the created entity of time. Now, if you don't think time is a created entity and is not eternity, read Revelation chapter 10, verses 5 and 6, when it speaks of the strong angel lifted up his hand unto heaven and swore by him, that's God, that liveth forever and ever, that time shall be no more. Amen. So time has a limitation, as indicated in here. It's limited. It has a beginning, and according to Revelation, which is corroboration, testimony brought in from another covenant, another dispensation, amen, time shall be wrapped up. When God's purpose of time is over, it will end, and you guess what? Everything in time will go with it. And only that which is actualized in eternity will remain. This is why you heard Pastor speaking the other day about things abiding, Nothing abides in time. To abide means that it has to remain or stay or endure. Amen. I heard Ella talking about the young people thinking, feel like they're going to live forever, but they won't abide. They won't stay. They're going to get like us, which we are all over 50 and a good bit. Praise God. Nothing abides in time. I know what you've been taught and told. Praise God. We've been taught that time has an equal footing or bearing with eternity. Time is a creation of God for the manifestation or the revealing or the showing creation and us what the Lord hath done.
That's right. That's
it. Time is for testimony.
Right.
Another definition. Testimony is that which is used for evidence or proof. It's evidence of a thing. It means to corroborate by evidence or to bear witness with. We're going to get to our verse 16 in the 8th chapter of Romans in a minute and see about that testimony. But listen to this. The failure of God's people to differentiate and properly understand and the ministry's inability or neglect to teach and identify the difference of the above two entities, that is, actualization in eternity by God's decree from manifestation in time, has been and still is the reason so many of God's elect, here's the list, are so fearful. Everything frightens us. Praise God. Passing the health care. Some of us scared to death. The Tea Party. Some of us scared to death about this and about that. We're so fearful about a great many things. Nuclear weapons. The storms. Being surrounded by earthquakes and weather conditions. We're anxious. Anxious means to be uneasy or troubled about future fears. Hallelujah. Pastor spoke of that in one of the writings. Uneasy and troubled about what might happen. We are so edgy. God's people are some of the edgiest folk in the world. We stay on edge. We stay on the fringe. A small wind blowing, it tips us over. We are so confused about a great many things, and one of them is our salvation. We should not be confused. We should be confident, secure in our salvation. And here's one that really kicks us in the shin. We are so desperately clinging to the things on and in this earth. Physicality. We are fearful of losing everything or anything. Praise God. Some of us think that the devil has gotten our stuff and run off with it and we just upset the pieces.
Amen.
So we think that he's gotten it and gone off. We are so desperately clinging to things that do not abide. There's that word again. They do not remain, they do not stay, they do not endure, even if they were able to stay. God knows we can't. They're trying everything for longevity, and it ain't going to work. I look in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, and Adam lived 950 years. What do you think came next? And he died. Methuselah lived 969 years and he died. Hallelujah. So these things do not abide. They do not satisfy nor bring peace. That peace that Sister Minister Karen was up here talking about, no grace, no peace. These things in physicality in the earth, they don't bring peace. They don't bring comfort. Hallelujah. They don't bring security.
Yeah.
rather than the above things of Christ. These things dissipate. The above things of Christ, they do abide. They are spiritual and they are unseen. They are secure and they are safe. The things of Christ are not in physicality, in time. They are in eternality. Eternity. I don't care how many years or ages you have of years or times. It is in no comparison to eternity. Praise God. Eternity is without beginning and without ending. It is timeless. It is void of any entity of time. No matter how great, no matter how small. Let me use my capsule again. Creation is manifested in here. If there, and I'm not pulling a plug for the Big Bang, but if there was a Big Bang or a little bark, it was in here in time. If there were dinosaurs, they were in here. If there were prehistoric ages or years, they are in the created entity of time. They are not eternal. Praise God. That bang, that's all physicality. The universe, with its hundreds of billions of galaxies, so scientists believe, it is in creation, in physicality, in time. Praise God. God do not abide in the universe. The universe is in the Almighty, unlimited God, who testimony after testimony in Paul's epistles say he is our Heavenly Father. And the thing that we always hear from home, where God abides in eternality, is grace and peace. You say, well, I'm catching all the flack down here. I'm just going through everything. Praise God. Your peace and the grace of God resonates out here. Not necessarily in here, excepting the Lord has enabled you to understand and resonate with his precious word. Then you'll receive the peace through the word of God. But it is actualized out here, and it's in God, even Christ Jesus our Lord. All right. Reading on. All these things that abide, that are eternal, they are spelled out in our contract. Amen. The grace contract.
Yes.
The mystery,
yes,
which most of the church well never heard of, let alone understand, which was revealed exclusively to the Apostle Paul, not to Peter or none of the 12. It was revealed by the resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus Christ unto the Apostle Paul.
Yes.
The 12 had their orders. It was primarily to take the kingdom gospel to the Jews. Read Matthew 4:17 and verse 23, if you think they preached the same thing Paul preached. Or Acts the 15th chapter, if you think they preached the same thing Paul preached. They were commissioned. When they said, when the Lord told them, go into all the world to preach the gospel, that was primarily to the Jews. Somebody come up to you, what about Cornelius then? Cornelius was preached the kingdom gospel. The mystery was revealed to the Apostle Paul, and he received the kingdom. They received the kingdom gospel. There are provisions in the kingdom and the kingdom gospel for Gentiles. But the mystery identifies us, the body of Christ. According to the Abrahamic covenant, I'll bless you, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed in you. That promise has yet to be kept. It will be fulfilled in the kingdom.
Amen.
but we are members of Christ's own body.
Amen.
We abide in him.
Amen.
He don't just usher in life. He don't just give us a scratch in life unto us. He is our very life. He is our existence. In him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being or our existence. Reading. But the main focus of the majority of ministering today is the earthly, physical, temporary, non-abiding, ain't gonna stay things in time, in the time capsule. The majority of the ministering today got my capsule here again. The main ministering today is about the things that are in physicality that are not going to remain.
Amen.
Even getting your stuff back from the devil. The devil, amen, is not going to remain. All that in physicality will end when the Lord wraps up time. Everything in time will go with it.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the things in the time capsule rather than the spiritual abiding blessings in Christ. That's what we want to pay attention to. And doing this, paying attention to the spiritual abiding things in Christ, will cause God's people, amen, or not paying attention to the things of Christ, will cause God's people to make wrong assessments. I know you went to school, you know what assessment means, but it might be one that don't fully understand what it means. Assessment means to estimate the value of. It causes us to make wrong assessments about the things in the earth as opposed to the eternal spiritual things of Christ. We prioritize not understanding the grace scriptures in our covenant, which is spiritual in nature. It will cause us, or not understand it, will cause us to cling and make wrong assessments to the things in the earth that will not endure, and not pay attention to the eternal spiritual things that do abide, always were, and they absolutely, they just are. As the Lord said before Abraham was, I am, and God told Moses, tell Pharaoh, I am, have sent you unto me, absolute existence. Those things exist absolutely, amen, because they were in God's decree in eternity. All right, wrong assessments of this life. It caused us to establish wrong priorities. Amen. We establish wrong priorities when we assess the earthly, temporary, physical things over the heavenly, spiritual, eternal. And it causes us focusing priority-wise on the here and the now for God's people. Amen. And it causes us to lightly or at least mildly esteem the inevitable. The inevitable. The wrap-up of everything in time and us in our bodies, manifested fleshly bodies as well. The propagation. Here it is. This is from Sunday school, as that last statement was from the Sunday school. So, bottom line is, moral of the story is, come to Sunday school. Praise God. The propagation of the grace gospel's mystery writings was initiated as firstly, functioning for the purpose, and get this, take this home with you in your spirit. For the purpose, the mystery was propagated primarily wise for the purpose of supplying the earthly spiritual needs of members of the body of Christ. Amen. The things of God in the mystery, they are the things that satisfy. They are the things that bring joy because they abide. Everything else in here, we're using it and using it up.
Amen.
Whether it be money, grocery, 401k, pension, retirement, bank card, or bridge card. We using it up. Air, resources, global warming and all that is in here. Earthquakes are in here. They don't come out here in eternality. Here is the abode of God in eternity. That's where peace, joy, glorification, sanctification, redemption, praise God, sonship, all these things do abide in eternality. So, therefore, the supplying the spiritual daily earthly needs of you and of me. Now, let's go to verse 16 from the exegesis. Ellen Nixon, read 16 again, please, one time.
The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit,
yes,
that we are the children of God.
All right, from the exegesis. That is, again, bringing out, studying, bringing out, digging out, searching out the literal meaning, the wording which the Holy Spirit transferred to the Apostle Paul. Not the King James or any other translation. Himself, the Spirit, or you could say God, but here the word is Spirit. He is God. The Spirit witnesseth with the Spirit of us. The Spirit testifies. He shows to be true the things of God. He witnesses with our spirit. Praise God, in manifestation in the time capsule, the Spirit of God witnessed with your spirit that you are a child of God. Out here where we do abide in the body of Christ, we don't need witness. We have the actualization. But while you're going through trouble on your job, trouble in your home, trouble in the street, trouble in your car, trouble in the grocery store, we need the Spirit's witness to keep us on track, secure, confident, amen, hopeful that we are right now. That's a present indicative. An indicative is a fact. If you ever become not a child of God, then that means that wasn't a fact. And the unlying God says that we are the indicative movement. Hallelujah. We are children of God. Let me put it back. Praise be God. We are children of God. He witnessed with our spirit. This, I want to corroborate something here. I want to go to Philippians. I'm asking Elder Nixon to turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, verse 15. Through 21. And I'm not going to even try to finish this. I can feel it now. It's not going in. I want to corroborate this. You ask the average person in the country, you're a citizen of what country? They'll tell you the United States. You're a resident of what state? If they're in Michigan, the average person will tell you in Michigan. That's true in physicality, but there is something more in eternality. Amen. Hallelujah, that we ought to be focusing the more on. We're children of God. God is a spirit. He's not our fleshly daddy. He is an eternal spirit, and it says that we are children of his.
Thank God.
God is eternal. But we say in the time capsule, oh my God, I'm going to die one day. And that's true. In the time capsule, according to the flesh. Let's see and prove where our placement and abode truly is. L. Nixon, read it. Philippians 3, I'm sorry, beginning at the 15th verse.
Okay. 3:15, King James Version.
All right.
Let us therefore, as many be perfect.
As many be mature. Uh-huh.
Be thus minded.
All right, now, I want to bring that out. Paul, according to the context, he's talking here about maturation. He's not saying who's saved and who's not saved. We're either mature in Christ or we're babes. The Corinthians primarily were babes, fussing about some of everything. So don't you look around in the church world, and look at some of the things that are going on and try to determine who's saved and who's not saved. The Spirit witnesses to our individual spirit that we are the children of God. Each of us individually. He don't witnesses to me necessarily that you are saved, but he witnessed to my spirit. All right, Elder, read on. He's talking about maturation here because you're going to see some language that seems to the contrary. Read it.
Be thus minded.
Let as many as be mature or grown up be thus minded.
And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
I know there's a lot here that need to be brought out in, but I'm not after that. I'm after one verse here, one thought. Read on, Elder.
Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule.
And attain is not something you did. That's an aorist indicative. That is the course that God has designed in eternity for you. You're going to walk it. You're going to follow it. If it's in the rough places, you're going through it. If it's in the smooth places, you're going through it. If it calls weeping, moaning, crying, kicking, or hollering, if God has decreed it, you're going through it. All right, we have already attained. Let us walk. That's our course.
By the same rule.
Same rule.
Let us mind the same thing.
The same thing according to the mystery of the gospel of Christ. That's what Paul propagated and preached. That's what was given him to give to the church, the body of Christ. Read on, Elder.
Brethren, be followers together of me.
Yes.
And mark them which walk.
Yes.
So as ye have us for an example.
You got us for an example. Mark everybody walking. All right, come on.
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross.
Don't let that throw you in your confidence. They are enemies of the cross of Christ. Praise God. There were others as the Galatians. They had begun in the spirit, and Paul caught, said, oh, foolish Galatians, who's going to bewitch you? Praise the Lord. This man, they were not depending on Christ and his manifested work on the cross. They were walking contrary to sound doctrine. They're not talking about somebody that's saved here necessarily. All right, read on, Elder.
Whose end is destruction.
In physicality, the body is gone, but here he's talking about ruin or loss. You're not talking about he ain't saved.
Whose God is their belly.
Whose God the belly.
And whose glory is their shame.
And here, listen to this. Who what?
Mind earthly things.
Who's minding earthly things that will come to naught. They do not abide.
Amen.
So mark them which walk. See that they're walking according to eternality and to spiritual things that do abide. Read them.
For our conversation.
Ella, you have your interlineal there.
Mm-hmm.
Read this verse from the interlineal.
Okay.
Read this.
Okay. Of us.
Of us.
For the citizenship in heaven.
Just say that word again loud, Ella.
For us. Of us. For the citizenship.
For the citizenship or the citizenship of us.
In heavens.
In the heavens.
Is from where?
From whence? From where?
Also
a
Savior.
A Savior.
We await the Lord, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. For us, our citizenship is out here, outside of time, outside of physicality, outside of the earthly realm. But while we are in time, we look and wait for the Savior of us, the Lord Jesus Christ, which shall be manifested unto us while we abide in here. And we will be manifested out here where we already abide. We are in Christ. Christ's not on the earth anymore. We're still in Him. In spirituality. Amen. We are manifested in time in physicality. Listen, look at it this way. If you look in a mirror in front of you, what you see, what is resonated in the mirror is not the real you.
Amen.
That is a manifestation of you.
Amen.
It's not the real you. The same thing in the time capsule. That is not the real deal. We abide eternally in Christ. Amen. How are we going to be smooched into the time capsule where everything will be wrapped up and dissipate?
Amen.
It's just a manifestation of us in flesh. In fleshly form.
Amen.
Let me say one thing else. You're wondering why you go wrong so much. That's by decree.
Amen.
That's by decree.
Amen.
Romans 3:23 says, and I learned this in perfecting class. Hint, hint, come to class. All not have sin, but That verb have is not in the original. All sin and come short of the glory of God. In the one decree of God, back. In the one decree of God, you were a son in an heir of God and in the body of Christ in eternality. By the same one decree of God, you were manifested in human flesh in the created entity of time, a sinner. You are a sinner by decree, not by going out doing sinful things. You are a sinner by nature, and the nature God decreed unto you is sinner in human flesh only while you abide in the time capsule. But in eternality, where there is no time, you are a member of the body of Christ, always have been, no harm, no detriment, eternal.
Amen.
Praise God. We got to know this difference, this comprehending, understanding, and distinguishing, showing the difference one from the other. Of actualization, that which is in eternity by God's just speaking it, from manifestation, which is in the time capsule, and for testimony. Hallelujah. So, if we are children of God, we are citizens, not abiding in the earth, but we are citizens in the heavenlies,
yes,
in Christ Jesus,
yes,
in actualization.
Yes.
We are citizens of the United States,
yes,
in manifestation. You see the difference? Praise God. When manifestation for testimony is all wrapped up,
yes,
and gone and is no more, what is left? When this goes like that, time and everything in time is gone, what is left? Eternality and our eternal position in the Lord, which always was.
Amen.
Praise God. One more. One more and I'm through. Hallelujah. Verse 17. I know I was going to 19, but I can't take it. Verse 17. If since or since and children. Here we have a subordinating conjunction, which introduces a dependent clause, and it's next to a coordinating conjunction, which introduces a clause of like or equal strength. Praise God. The subordinating conjunction says if or since. And the coordinating conjunction of like and equal strength says and children, since and children, also heirs. Heirs on the one hand of God. Oh my God, you're in the Cadbury seat.
Heirs
on the one hand of God, because it said in the previous verse, we are children. And we as children are heirs. Heirs on the one hand of God, and joint heirs on the other of Christ. Now let me tell you the secular meaning of heir. Heir is a person who has the right of property after the death of its owner. You have the right of property or title after the death of the owner. When Christ resurrected from the grave, he said all power in heaven and earth. This is the manifestation. All power in heaven and earth is delivered unto me. He always was the Lord, but he was manifested in flesh, in time, in a body, for the purpose of God of testimony, dying on the cross, testimony, bearing evidence of the Lamb of God, what God has wrought in eternity. Remember, testimony is not actualization. Testimony is manifestation of bearing witness with or showing evidence with or corroborating with God's eternal decree. That's testimony. Hallelujah. An heir on the one hand of God as a child. Joint heir on the other hand of Christ because he died for us. And he is heir of all things. And he died for us, and we are in him, so we have, amen, we are heirs of everything that is Christ.
Yes.
All right. Since, or if it is true, since it is true, we suffer together, we share in the same sufferings. Where did I say we abode? We abide in Christ. Hallelujah. In eternity, It is actual. We abide in Christ. Amen. We are just manifested in time, for a time, in fleshly bodies. But actually, like you move out the mirror, the reflection goes.
Yes.
But that's not actually you. This is not actually you. Praise God. Jesus was in the world. The world was made by him. Hallelujah. He came into his own received him not. He was in the world and was made by him. All right. So we share the same suffering in order that for purpose also we might be having been. We might be having been in actualization. We might be, amen, in time, amen, in manifestation. In manifestation. Everybody is not manifested as Christ, all of his children. Don't you ever try to say who ain't saved. Look at them Tea Party members. I know they ain't saved. Don't you ever try to determine who's saved and who's not saved. They might be looking at you for voting or believing like you believe and say you're not saved. Hallelujah. That we may be having been glorified together, or we share in another's glory. Praise God. And that is proven by Ephesians. This is the last one, Elder. Last one. We prove this by Ephesians 3 and 3. And I want you to read it from the interlineal. And we're going to wrap it up. We share in the glory of Him. Our citizenship is in the heavenlies. We are manifested in flesh in time for testimony. Everything that we're going through is for testimony. Amen. It's evidence of what God has wrought. For all sin, we have a sin nature. We are depraved. That is for testimony. Amen. Of what God have done. We resonate with Christ. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit. We gather in the local congregation. We seek to treat others as Christ would have us to do it, as testimony, where we are identifying with Him and our position, eternal position in Him. Read it, Elder, when you get it. And I'm going to see if it's right. Not you going to read it right.
Okay.
Ephesians 3 and 3. One verse.
Did you read the millennial?
Yes, the millennial.
Okay. That by way of revelation.
Blessed be.
Was made known to me.
Blessed be the God and Father. Ephesians 3 and 3.
1 and 3.
1 and 3. I am so sorry. 1 and 3. Whoever have it in the interlinear reading from it.
I get it.
All right. 1 and 3. I am so sorry.
Okay.
Ephesians 1 and 3.
Bless the God.
Blessed the God.
And Father.
Of the Lord of us.
Jesus Christ. The one having blessed.
The one, the only one. The one who having blessed.
Us with every blessing spiritual.
Having blessed us with every blessing spiritual. Let me say something here. If that was the word all, it would not have the same effect. Have blessed us with all blessing spiritual in the heavenly. Even the word every doesn't have the desired effect that it would have by itself. But the high praise that Paul is giving unto God and our Father is for Him being the one and the only one, and that term, who has blessed us with each and every. That's what the song reminds me of. Count your blessings, name them one by one. You have, as an heir of God, as a child, and as a joint heir of Christ, you have been blessed. I have been blessed with all blessings. What, Elder?
Spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Each and every blessing spiritual. And where are they?
In heavenly places.
In the heavenlies.
In Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Where our true abode is. It's in the heavenlies.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. Here, temporary. Here, non-abiding. It won't remain. I don't care what it is. Plenty of money or no money. Good job or no job. It won't remain. It won't abide. We're using everything up in the time capsule. Praise God. But the bottom line, saints, the one I want to leave you with, is in everything. If you don't have no money, that's obviously your course. If you don't have the education that you would like to have had, that's obviously your course. God has designed that. If you're a servant of the Lord, that's your course. If you're a lover of the grace doctrine, that is your course. Praise God. If you understand a whole lot, that is your course. The bottom line is Christ. Hallelujah. Christ, while we are in the time capsule, but Christ, amen, in eternality. We suffering in our bodies, Christ. We got a raise, we got a promotion, Christ. We can't get along with people and we wish we could, Christ. We scared about the future in Washington, D.C., Christ. We worrying about health care, Christ. Hallelujah. We don't know what's going to happen or become to us. What's the world coming to? Christ. Hallelujah. He's the bottom line in everything regarding creation and especially us. He is everything. He is all. He is more than all.
Amen.
He is life. Praise God. And we in Him. Now let's see. The other day, last week when Pastor told me that I was going to be preaching, it was something he told me to do when I finished speaking about Christ. Was it talk about health care or sit down? Okay. Sit downs win. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.